Guard's not an issue. You're just basically mirroring your footwork. Assignment-wise, it's the same thing. Everything we do on the right, we do on the left. Center is just a little bit, just because you're making all the calls, getting everybody lined up, and your footwork's a little bit different. So, and you're snapping the football. But he did that in college. He, you know, I just kind of learned on the fly last year. But you know, this year, like I said, injuries happen. You know, that's the thing. It's so rare here because we've been fortunate enough, knock on wood, that guys have been healthy and had these long streaks. But, you know, there's a lot of teams that battle injuries and have issues, and you have to be able to step in at any position. And I know we have the guys that can do that.
What about Kamis stood out to you when you look at him developing?
I think we've known all along just the player that he is. He has the caliber and the quality of a starting player. And at multiple positions. I mean, he's a first rounder. He's a great athlete. The thing that sticks out to me, though, is how smart he is. And he's asking questions. He wants to learn from the guys that have done it, that are experienced. So you see him. You know, he's watching extra tape this week. He's talking to Joe about, you know, how can he fit better on certain blocks to make Joe's life easier, so he doesn't have to change his tendencies as much. So you really see that. It's really comforting to see and. How his preparation has changed this week, knowing that, you know, he's a starter, he's at one position, he doesn't have to worry about, you know, looking at everybody, looking at all five, he could just kind of hone in on that one position.
You said Hayward is primarily across from left guard, right?
Yeah.
So how tough of a draw is that going to be for a guy making his first start?
Any week, Hayward's a really good player, but there's no, if you're starting your first NFL game, there's not going to be a day off with any team you play. Some are a little more challenging than others. And this week, Pittsburgh's defense is really good, and they do so much, and they're so active, and they're not just vanilla. They're always moving and changing things. So I think mentally it's going to be a taxing game for us too. But they're physical now. It's a good old fashioned AFC, division rival. So, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it.
You've been here a couple of years. What does Brown Steelers mean to you personally? And, I guess it's tough to call it a rivalry just because of the results. But do you as a player still consider them a rival?
Yeah, any division game's a rival. For some reason, it's the hits are harder. It's more physical. That's the thing. We're going to go there and try to get a win. It's a tough place to play. It's a fun place to play. It's a good environment. Like I said, we got to do our part on offense to try to keep our defense off the field and win the game, score more points than they do.